Good evening, y'all. Hey! Welcome to Secret Spot. Thank you, Secret Spot, for hosting this beautiful night of music. Thank you, Third Space. I was putting this set together and thinking a lot about the elements and mom and fam weathered a hurricane in Florida and tornadoes and shit. They're all good. They're all okay. Thank goodness. But I'm also thinking a lot about, you know, like the fire of the bombs and how that shit needs to stop. And I wrote this song a long time ago that compares, just kind of lists all these ways in which love is like water. So let's send some water of love, you know, put out the fires, put out the bombs, make the bombs stop. And rain love, you know? And yeah, we're not a big crowd, so I sometimes encourage folks, because I make really short sets, I encourage folks to not clap between songs and to just kind of go deeper in and save the applause till the end. But it's a free country. Sometimes love is a pool you jump into. Don't think about consequences. Dive right in. Sometimes love is a hot spring that'll burn you, and you gotta test the water. Put your big toe in it. Sometimes love is a sudden raging waterfall, making rainbows where it crashes, boulders tumbling. I was drowning in my love for you, and I learned to swim. I learned to swim. I learned to swim. I was drowning in my love for you, and I learned to swim. Trenches like rain pouring down on that smooth like fresh powder under its misty veil. And sometimes love lifts you like dew becoming vapor, or it comes down in a fury with hard fists of hail. And sometimes love is a derp and salty sea breeze with your lungs so tired from crying. They're a tattered sail. I was drowning.
I learned to swim. No longer.
plunge together, set sail, you and I. If a pirate ship gets wrecked by love, we have rafts and we'll survive. If a pirate ship gets wrecked, my love, we can swim and we'll get by. And on some distant shore, we'll be stronger and we'll thrive.
Thank you.
final patch of the sun. There is a place where the many become one. If you show me your boundary and walk along the edge of me, show me your boundary and build a bridge with me. Climb up the wall with me. We'll hold the boundary and guardians of each other solid till we can be. I believe we're all just puzzle pieces and discovering how we fit with our smiles and our scary at times when we're standing on the ledge, but to get onto the bridge we got to make it to the edge. So show me your boundary and let the waves kiss our feet. Show me your boundary and sit with me, stand on the wall with me. Oh, we'll own the boundary and guardians of each other's solid dude we can be. I offer nothing that I'm not happy to give. Your gift in turn to me is your willingness to receive, and if you don't want these flowers, I'd plant it in your name, baby. Just leave them growing here, and the bees will stay there. So beautifully, meet me at the boundary and tenderly loving me. And if you wanna tear down the wall with me, we'll hold the boundary and guardians of each other's solid dude we can be. Right. I'm in the wreckage of my home and on the rest. Lucky there's still internet in the house. Dad leaves in a couple of weeks. Gonna gut the place and sell everything. It's bitter, but I'm sure I'll find some sweetness in it too. The first thing I did was dust off my guitar. She says, the longer I live, the more time I've spent dead and acquainted with death. And I think there are things that are meant to be beyond our comprehension. And we are meant just to be, just like help for your life, the way it breaks. So serenade the abyss. When I wait for the Spanish Civil War, I think to myself, it was not futile. It couldn't have been futile, that would really triumph. Or if fascism was not D-Day, nor the Russian advance, it had to have been the love that poured down the pit that was Franco.
Oh. That song's never been attempted live before. I wrote it 10 years ago about landscapes being paved over in Honduras, and it feels like it only gets more true. And yeah, I want to read you this thing. It's the first page of Starhawk's book, The Fifth Sacred Thing. Declaration of the Four Sacred Things. The earth is a living, conscious being. In company with cultures of many times and places, we name these things as sacred: air, fire, water, earth. Whether we see them as the breath, energy, blood, and body of the mother, or as the blessed gifts of a creator, or as symbols of interconnected systems that sustain life, we know that nothing can live without them. To call these things sacred is to say that they have value beyond their usefulness for human ends, that they themselves must become the standards by which our acts, our economics, our laws, and our purposes must be judged. No one has the right to appropriate them or profit from them at the expense of others. Any government that fails to protect them forfeits its legitimacy. All people, all living things are part of the earth life and so are sacred. No one of us stands higher or lower than any other. Only justice can assure balance. Only ecological balance can sustain freedom. Only in freedom can that fifth sacred thing we call spirit flourish in its full diversity. To honor the sacred is to create conditions in which nourishment, sustenance, habitat, knowledge, freedom, and beauty can thrive. To honor the sacred is to make love possible. To this we dedicate our curiosity, our will, our courage, our silences, and our voices. To this we dedicate our lives. Yeah. I'll end the set with two poems that I've set to music. One is Prefat Alarir's If I Must Die. And I feel like he, to the moment he was martyred by an Israeli airstrike on December 6, 2023, he embodied that declaration. The last song would be Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. This has also never been attempted live before.
If I must die, you must live to tell my story, to tell my story. If I must die, you must live to tell my story, to sell my things, to buy a piece of cloth and some string, make it white with a long tail, so that a child somewhere in Gaza, while looking heaven in the eye, waiting his dad who left in a blaze, bid no one farewell, not even to his flesh, not even to himself. If I must die, you must live to tell my story, to tell my story, so that a child somewhere in Gaza, while looking heaven in the eye, can see the kite, my kite you made, flying above, above. And think for a moment, an angel is there, bringing back love, bringing back love, bringing back love. If I must die. If I must die, let it bring hope. Let it be a tale. You don't have to be good. Don't have to walk on your knees 400 miles through the desert.
Thank you.